that the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and the peoples will stream to it. Many nations will come and say, come and let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, so that he may teach us about his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For from Zion will go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he will judge between many peoples, and render decisions for mighty distant nations. Then they will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift a sword against nation, and never again will they train for war. Instead, each of them will sit under his vine and under his fig tree, with no one to make them afraid. Because the mouth of the Lord of armies has spoken, though all the peoples walk, each in the name of his God. As for us, we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Declares the Lord, I will assemble those who limp and gather the scattered, those whom I have afflicted. I will make those who limp a remnant, and those who have strayed a mighty nation. The Lord will reign over them on Mount Zion from now on and forever. As for you, tower of the flock, hill of the daughter of Zion, to you it will come. Yes, the former dominion will come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you cry out loudly? Is there no king among you? Or has your counselor perished, that agony has gripped you like a woman in childbirth? Writhe and scream, daughter of Zion, like a woman in childbirth. For now you will go out of the city, live